This is WSKG News. The Tompkins County Sheriff's Department is considering two big changes, whether to expand the county jail and whether to combine with the Ithaca Police Department. And to find out more, we are talking with Sheriff Ken Lansing. Sheriff Lansing, thank you for joining me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
Well, first, the jail expansion. The county jail has been over capacity for a few years, and you have a temporary waiver from the state while you do a study to find out if some of your alternatives to jail, like drug treatment programs and drug court, if those are enough to keep the numbers down. If those aren't enough to keep the jail at capacity, what then?
Well, that would cost the taxpayers a considerable amount of money when we have too many people in the facility. We have to board them out to other jails. And it's not just the daily cost of each prisoner. Also, what comes along with that is transporting them back and forth between the jails should they have court appearances. Not always do you have to build a new jail, but obviously you have to take a look at this structure and say, well, how long will this structure still be able to be used, and can you put an addition on the outside? One of the systems they call is a pod, and it's just an addition that you can put on. It is an easy supervised holding area for inmates, and it is the wave of the future, and a lot of jails have gone to that.
Well, it sounds like a lot of possibilities, but a lot of possibilities that are somewhat expensive.
Yeah, most definitely. That is the issue. Board outs are expensive. Building a new jail is astronomical. And adding on the pods and things like that, they're your lesser of the evils as far as building a new facility. But then again, you've got to look at this facility and decide how much longer is it going to be good.
With the mental health facilities closing around the state, you're seeing more people in jail with mental health issues. Can you explain that a bit more?
Sure. Drugs and mental health issues are the two biggest issues that we deal with in law enforcement and in the corrections facility. I have no real explanation of why. It's very frustrating, especially for somebody that's been in the law enforcement field as long as I have been. When Willard, out in Oban, New York, not far from here, was a large facility to help the mentally ill. It was where we were able to get them immediate help should we take someone in that had those issues. That was the days that made it so much more simpler for us. But that's been closed for quite some time now, along with many others that they continue to close.
Well, shifting gears, you're also looking at maybe consolidating the Sheriff's Department with the Ithaca Police Department. Why?
Obviously, the efficiency and service are the two main points. A lot of people are looking to save money, and that doesn't always happen, at least on the onset of forming such a combined police service, from the experience of other, you know, that have done this throughout the United States, you know. But the two things is you just got to guarantee the service is going to be as good or better. I'll be honest with you, I've been in the business, like I said, for a long time. You know, I always believed that a county police force could be efficient in this county.
How do you guarantee that residents still have their adequate level of protection?
Well, it's how they put together the beats. We all have patrol zones and beats, and that we assign a car to each zone to take the calls that take place in that zone. What you could do is the city now could stretch their zones a little bigger, all right, because they are a smaller geographical area, and maybe start to touch out into some of the townships, town of Ithaca, town of Danby. It's difficult. It's not easy, okay? But it can be done, and it has been done elsewhere.
All right, then I think with that, Sheriff Lansing, thank you for talking with me.
Thank you.